Can you describe the landscape of Tibet?
Depends which area is. Like east, we have so much forest, and now I mean Chinese cutting this over 50 years, nearly 50 years, they are cutting this tree every day and take to China. I don't know how much they left. And then if you go to north, and then the climate also high and quite cold. Yeah, landscape, it's very beautiful. Maybe you've seen so many pictures from Tibet. You know, the sky is blue, and right now I think maybe they don't have so much bad pollutions. But I think, you know, soon maybe they change. If the world doesn't do something now, sooner. Yeah.
You're living in New York, and you set up a charity to help survivors of Tibet and people who have escaped from Tibet.
Yes, I live in New York now, and most time I travel because of my singing, and I do some festivals. Most time I do my own concert, and I do a cappella concert, and through this I try to help Tibetan inside Tibet, Tibetan India, and wherever, basically wherever I can, I try to help. Because we need so much different helps. In Tibet, when we say helping and doing something, it's not like, you know, you go to Africa and build a school, everybody come to the school. It's not like that. Because you still, oh, Chinese, yes or not. Because they think, oh, we are very good for Tibetans, so they don't like somebody come there and do helps. And then also if you build a school, all the books, you have to go through Chinese, and then Chinese, you know, they will send the teachers, something like that policy. And I would like future build, you know, different schools, basically education. But right now it's quite difficult to do anything. And so therefore I have each year a different project. This year project is shoes for children and artificial limbs. And, you know, books for children.
And the artificial limbs, is that for people who've tried to escape and have been...
Different, yes, some of them for this. In Tibet, there are many people who infected. Like many, you know, poor countries, they use one needle. Okay, if you have headache or fever, okay, you go to the doctor and doctor the facility. It's not so good like in the West. You know, you don't say, here you have, say, bacteria or this. And they don't have so much this. Even they know this, even they have this knowledge, you don't have so much medicine or the needles. So they use maybe for 10 or 15, use one needles. So people get by effect of this, and then they become,
Their legs or the limbs, their legs are weakened.
And so they progressively
become useless.
Then slowly they cannot walk. So I try to do that.